Live Updates: Trump Holds North Carolina Rally. By Tony Lee on July 17, 2019. President Donald Trump will hold a Wednesday evening rally in North Carolina a day after the House passed a resolution condemning him for his racist comments about Reps. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, Rashida Tlaib, DME, Ayanna Pressley, DMA, and Ilhan Omar, DMN. Trump, in Greenville, will hold what will likely be another raucous rally in a must-win 2020 state hours after the House tabled Representative Al Green's impeachment resolution. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 8:50 p.m., Trump says there has never been a movement like the MAGA movement, and this movement is stronger now than it was 3 years ago. Trump says he loves MAGA and will keep it around, but the new slogan for 2020 is Keep America Great. 8:45 p.m., Trump says voting for Democrats in 2020 will be a vote for radical socialism and the destruction of the American dream and, quite frankly, the destruction of our country. Trump says Democrats are afflicted by an ideological sickness that protects foreign borders but refuses to protect our borders. ISIS does not like me too much, Trump says after touting his administration's military accomplishments. I fight to win. Trump says other nations like Germany hate him because he is making them pay their bills. 8:30 p.m., Trump says he promises to leave after 2024 and says that the media go crazy whenever he jokes about serving more than two terms. He says the strong economy can be decimated by the wrong person, warning the crowd not to vote for Democrats who now represent open borders, late-term abortions, and intolerance. He predicts 401ks and everything else will come down like a stack of cards if he loses in 2020. It can disappear very, very quickly, Trump says. That's why we have to get out and vote. Trump says you lose all your friends when you are president because they are afraid to talk to you, and his friends choke while talking to him because they have such respect for the office of the presidency. 8:25 p.m., Trump mocks Biden's crowd size. 150 people at an event, he says that's our first row. Trump says he was driving Pocahontas crazy and again says he has more Indian blood than she does and he has none. Trump says the Indians got together and said, we don't want her. 8:18 p.m., Trump touts North Carolina's historic economy and unemployment numbers now, pivoting back to the economy. 8:10 p.m., Trump rips Democrats for wanting to spend more on health care for illegals than citizens. He talks about the 22 MS-13 gangsters arrested in California for gruesome medieval murders. He said 19 of the arrested were illegals. Trump mocks Pelosi for criticizing him when he called them animals. Trump says they are sick people who should have been brought out long ago by the Obama administration. Talks about how they enjoyed dismembering their victims. I want to salute ICE and Border Patrol, and I want to support and salute law enforcement in the U.S. These are our great people. They don't get the credit they deserve, I tell them all the time. You have no idea how much the American people love you and respect you. At realdonaldtrumppic.twitter.com/4wg0yavn5u. GOP, at GOP, July 18, 2019. Trump warns Democrats will bankrupt the country and ruin cities like San Francisco. Mocks Pelosi saying what is happening re. Homelessness and filth in her district has never happened before in the country's history. Loudest booze frock. 7:57, Trump says he has a message for the hate-filled extremists who never have anything good to say about the U.S. Let them leave. If they don't love it, tell them to leave it. Trump predicts people are going to tell him that was so controversial. I think in some cases they hate our country, Trump says. And they're so angry. Trump says it's hard for the squad to even come off as nice because they are so angry. 7:54, Trump brings up Ayanna Pressley and wonders if she is related to Elvis. Who knows? You never know. Trump says she thinks everybody with the same skin color all need to think the same. Citing her remarks about brown faces and black faces needing to have brown voices and black voices. He rips her for not condemning Antifa. He says Antifa are not attacking bikers for Trump or construction workers for Trump or law enforcement for Trump. He says Antifa doesn't attack the people he wishes they would attack on the MAGA side who could fight back just as tough or tougher. He says they attack his supporters and people who can't defend themselves. 7:47, Trump now brings up Huck. Trump wants to call her Cortez because he doesn't have time to go with three different names. maybe referring to Sandy, Trump says somebody told him that that was not her real name. Rips her for trashing law enforcement and for saying, in Trump's words, Nazis are running concentration camps on the border. Trump says Cortez said illegal immigrants are more American than anyone trying to keep them out. Trump says she described contemporary America as garbage, which he says is worse than deplorables. 7:46, Trump says Rashida Tlaib agreed with Omar's 9/11 remarks and said those who support Israel what country they represent. Use the F-word to describe the presidency, that's not nice. That's not somebody that loves our country, Trump says after speaking more about Tlaib's vicious words about the presidency. 7:45, Trump rips Omar for blaming American for terrorist attacks. Ripping American troops involved in Black Hawk Down and for saying that somebody did something on September 11th. Trump says Omar blamed United States for the Venezuela crisis and looks down on hard-working Americans, saying ignorance is pervasive in many parts of the country. Trump then rips Omar for her history of vicious anti-Semitic screeds. Crowd yells, send her back. Trump says by pushing the right button on the computer, all these comments are easily found. 7:39 p.m., Trump says left-wing radicals see America as a force for evil and want to demolish our Constitution. He says you have to look at some of their recent comments, which are never talked about. Crowd boos the squad. Trump says he has pages of comments. He says the great thing about live television is they can't cut it while he's reading their comments. Crowd boos Omar. Trump says he almost won Minnesota before a protester interrupts. 7:36 p.m., Trump blasts suppression polls. He jokes men are going to sue him for discrimination because women filled 60% of all new jobs last year. He says radical Democrats are trying to destroy the country's unprecedented success and unprecedented achievements. He says foreign leaders, even dictators, always praise him for the great economy. 7:35 p.m., Trump now again touts the record low unemployment rates for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans. He says Hispanics want strong borders and want the economy to continue to boom. 7:30 p.m., Trump says North Carolina was supposed to be Clinton's firewall and he felt during 2016 that he never thought Clinton would win North Carolina. He says it was a big deal to win North Carolina. He claims nobody has accomplished more in the first 2.5 years than his administration. 7:26 p.m., Trump again claims victory, saying the House tabled the most ridiculous project he has seen, impeachment resolution. He thanks the Democrats who voted to table the impeachment resolution. Trump talking up the good economy, VA reforms, and the tax cut. And they want to try to impeach? It's a disgrace, Trump says. What happened to me, with this witch hunt, should never be allowed to happen to another president of the United States. Never, ever, ever again. He also thanks the GOP leadership for stopping the Russia hoax. He says America is winning again and is respected again because we are putting America first. 7:20 p.m., Pence also talks up Trump's judges and rips left-wing Democrats for saying detention centers for illegal immigrants are like concentration camps. 6:50 p.m. Wonder if the crowd will get as loud as football fans in Kansas City, Seattle and New Orleans. 6:45 p.m., Trump claims victory. Dems channeling Lee Corso. 6:35 p.m., Trump would rather have Democrats be identified with the squad instead of Pelosi. That's risky as Trump seeks re-election 4 years after he benefited from a depressed left-wing base. The squad is unlikely to energize the right that much more than Pelosi. But the squad will surely energize the left more than Pelosi ever will.